Well, even by the standards of the Trump presidency, there's been some pretty remarkable things unfolding in Washington in recent hours. Matt Bevan, bring us up to date.
Sure has, Hamish. Over the last 12 hours, Gordon Sondland, the US ambassador to the European Union, has been testifying in front of the impeachment inquiry. He got his job as ambassador after donating $1 million to Donald Trump's inauguration fund in 2017. He took the job in July last year, and when he did, he put out a little promo video.
Hi, I'm Gordon Sondland, the new ambassador to the European Union. I started in the commercial real estate business and pretty soon discovered the hotel business, which then led to creating my own hotel management company. One of my most favorite hobbies is flying. I've been a pilot since I was 15 years old and now really enjoy flying jet aircraft. I'm also a lover of art. Katie and I have assembled a wonderful collection. We've been fortunate even to loan a couple of paintings to the White House. President Trump has asked us to accomplish a great deal in the coming years.
But soon it turned out that one of the things the president wanted Ambassador Sondland to accomplish, according to him, was pressuring the government of Ukraine to announce an investigation into whether it was Ukraine and not Russia which interfered in the 2016 US presidential election, and into whether former Vice President Joe Biden and his son had acted corruptly in their dealings with a Ukrainian gas company called Burisma. Sondland was made one of the point men on this, despite Ukraine not really being in his jurisdiction as EU ambassador. As the impeachment inquiry began, it seemed that Ambassador Sondland would be taking President Trump's side on this, saying that the president had told him there was no quid pro quo involved in the negotiations with Ukraine. While it seemed Sondland had his back, the president called him a really good man and a great American in a tweet, but ahead of the ambassador's testimony overnight, the president had a different take.
I don't know him very well. I have not spoken to him much. This is not a man I know well. Seems like a nice guy, though. But I don't know him well.
Ambassador Sondland says that he had regular conversations with the president, and overnight he told the impeachment hearing what impression he got from those conversations.
I know that members of this committee frequently frame these complicated issues in the form of a simple question. Was there a quid pro quo? As I testified previously, with regard to the requested White House call and the White House meeting, the answer is yes. In July and August of 2019, we learned that the White House had also suspended security aid to Ukraine. I was adamantly opposed to any suspension of aid, as the Ukrainians needed those funds to fight against Russian aggression. I tried diligently to ask why the aid was suspended, but I never received a clear answer. Still haven't to this day. In the absence of any credible explanation for the suspension of aid, I later came to believe that the resumption of security aid would not occur until there was a public statement from Ukraine committing to the investigations of the 2016 elections and Burisma, as Mr. Giuliani had demanded.
That's pretty much the ballgame, Hamish. Two sitting ambassadors appointed by President Trump now say that the president was leveraging meetings and taxpayer-funded congressionally approved military aid to try and force Ukraine to investigate his political opponents. Republicans have tried to ask why Sondland's statements have changed on this matter over the last few weeks. He says it's because the White House has prevented him from looking at documents from the State Department, which would have refreshed his memory. It's a bombshell testimony, Hamish, very damaging to the president. It'll be interesting to see how he proceeds from here.
Matt, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Hamish.